Mark's Gospel and chapter 10, from verse 46, we read the following. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called a blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Verse 49, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And in this short passage, we read of this blind man who sits by the wayside, who cries out unto Jesus when he hears him pass, cries out for mercy, and Jesus calls him unto him. He casts away his garment, he rises, he goes to Jesus, and Jesus, at his request, gives him sight. And behind this account is a message about faith. The necessity of faith. The need of faith. The granting of faith. The birth of faith in this blind man. Jesus answers at the end. He says unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. What we see here is a man who's given faith. And it's the faith that made him whole. It's the faith that gave him the sight that once he lacked. It's the faith that caused him to follow Jesus. Without faith, he sat by the wayside begging, helpless and blind. But when Jesus passed his way, and when he heard that it was Jesus, he cries out unto him for mercy. And the result is that Christ puts faith in his heart. And the result of faith is that his eyes are opened, he sees, and he follows. But here is a man in need of faith, like you and I by nature are in need of faith, because he was blind. And because he was blind, he could do nothing for himself. He sat by the wayside begging. He was helpless. He couldn't see anything as it really was. And because he was in the darkness, he stumbled about, he couldn't help himself, he was dependent on others. So he sat by the wayside begging. He had nothing. He was poor, he was blind. All he had was a garment which he could not see, which did him no good, and which he cast away when Jesus came to him. He was blind. Where was he? And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. This blind man was sat by the highway leading out of Jericho, that city of old, which Joshua of old circled with the priests who blew the trumpet 7 times. They circled that city and blew the trumpet, a figure of the gospel trumpet, a figure of preaching the gospel, by which the walls of that city fell down flat. That great city full of sinners, full of wicked people, was destroyed and brought to nothing by the gospel. And one or two in the city were delivered by that very same gospel and that very same judgment of God. The judgment of God came down upon Jericho. It was brought to nothing. But Rahab and her house, who believed the report sent unto them by the children of Israel, who believed the gospel, was delivered. We read of her, of course, in Hebrews chapter 11, where she singled out, amongst others, as an example of faith. The very same faith that this blind man Bartimaeus receives, by which he believes, by which he's granted his sight, by which he's saved, outside of Jericho. Hebrews tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Bartimaeus couldn't see, but with faith he knew who Jesus was, from whence Jesus had come, that he was the Son of God, God incarnate, the only one who could deliver him, the only one who could save him. With faith he had the evidence of things not seen. Never mind that he had no sight, with faith he could see. And by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, blind Bartimaeus, when he heard that Jesus passed him, believed who he was. He believed who he was. He cries out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now, he didn't live in David's age. David was hundreds and hundreds of years before. Then why should he call Jesus the son of David? And how should he know that he has any relationship to David? Because he knew that of the lineage of David, of the household of David, Messiah should come. And Messiah is the Son of God. And if Jesus was the Son of God, then he would also be the son of David, of the household of David. He was royal. He was priestly. He was kingly. He was the son of God. And Bartimaeus knew it. And Bartimaeus believed it. He believed that God is, and he believed that Christ, Jesus, was the Son of God and came from God and was God and was the only one who could deliver him, the only one who could give him his sight. So when he hears him and knows that it's Jesus before him, he cries out, have mercy upon me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. He believed. This one sat on the highway outside Jericho, that place of judgment. That city that stands in the pages of Scripture as an example, as a picture of the judgment of God at the cross. That city where the gospel came down in power and judged the city, judged the sinners within, judged the evil of man and brought it to nothing, blotted it out, destroyed it. But that city in which those who were given faith of God were spared and delivered. Those who saw the crimson line, those who looked and beheld by faith the blood of Christ, the Son of God, those who believed that redemption was in Christ. For later in the chapter of Hebrews, we read, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down. How by faith? Joshua and the people were told of God to circle the city silently. And then on the last day to circle it and blow the trump. And they believed what God had said. They believed that this practice, though to the world it would have seemed foolishness, for here they were, around a city full of enemies, trying to take a city, and they weren't taking up any arms. They weren't following the wisdom of man. You can't just walk around silently. How are you going to take a city like that? But they believed what God had promised. They believed in their God. They believed that if their God said, do this, then he would bring about his purposes. He would grant them Jericho. He would grant them deliverance. So Joshua and the people did as God commanded. They believed, and by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. Now Joshua is a picture of the Joshua who should come. Joshua is a picture of Christ, Jesus, Joshua, who later came with the gospel and at the cross, as it were, figuratively encircled the walls of Jericho with the gospel. And at the cross, the judgment of God came down at the blowing of the trump upon that Jericho full of sinners. There was a Jericho at the cross, and inside it was the sin of this world. And inside it were a few Rahabs and their house who were given faith to believe in their Joshua and his salvation. And Jesus, when he was at the cross, believed in the promise of his Father that by laying down his life and bearing the sins of his people, that the walls of that city which separated his people from the Father would fall down and they would be delivered. He believed that his Rahab, his bride, and his people would be delivered. He believed in the covenant, the everlasting covenant of grace, that new covenant that the Father had made with him. He knew that if he suffered in this way, that the walls would come down and his bride would be delivered. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. At the cross, the world was separated into two. At the cross, the people of God, the sheep, were separated from the goats. At the cross, the walls of Jericho fell down and destroyed the wicked in their midst. At the cross, the wicked were judged forevermore. But at the cross, the people of God were separated from their sins. Their sins were blotted out. Their sins were judged. The walls of Jericho fell down flat and took them out of sight. But they were delivered. And they believe in this deliverance. Rahab believed that she'd be delivered. That she was promised salvation. She did what was asked. She let down that crimson cord from the window. She believed that the people of God, the Israelites, would see it and would deliver her. And her faith was rewarded. She was saved. She believed. What made her differ from those who perished? Faith. Where did that faith come from? The God who promised it. Blind Bartimaeus sat outside Jericho in that same place, believed that God could deliver him. When Jesus came his way, he knew who he was. He heard. He heard the gospel. He heard who he was, and he believed that this was the one who could deliver him. This was the one who could spare him from the judgment. This was the one who could make him to see. There he was, sat blind in darkness, helpless, begging. And here comes Jesus. And he cries out unto him, "Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." Now, where are you sat, O sinner? Are you sat inside your Jericho? Are you sat with your walls all built up around you that nothing can penetrate? Have you got these defences all around you to protect what you have and what you are so you can carry on in your life in the pathway that you desire? Have you shut God out with your great walls in around your heart? Do you shut your ears to the truth? Do you sit there blind to the truth? When the gospel comes, will the walls that you've built come crashing down? And if they do, will you be sat inside with those who perished as the walls came crashing down on top of them, who never believed? Who never cared? Who never cared for Jesus? Who never cared for the gospel? Who never cared for God? Who never cared for eternity? Because you grasped at all that you could see in this world. All you wanted was the pleasures in this world, which are gone in a moment. Oh, you that are young, don't you realize that in a moment you will be old? And all that you look for in life that you think you can do, the places you'll go, the things you'll see, are grasped at for a moment and they're gone. And then you're too old to enjoy any of it and then you're gone. Are you sat in your Jericho? Have you built up your walls? Have they come crashing down? Or are you sat outside, blind? You can no longer see. You can't see anything aright. But when Christ comes your way, you hear. You hear. There's a blind man sat here. A blind man. A picture of he who is saved by the gospel. For we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us. He's a picture of the child of God who walks by faith and not by sight. Therefore he must be blind. He must start blind. He must know what it is to be blind. Oh, do you know what it is to be blind? Oh, you might see with a natural sight. Here was a man who'd lost his natural sight as a picture of what it is to have no spiritual sight. You might see with your physical eyes and see all the things in this world that flash by your sight until the day when they're gone. And soon they'll be past you, and soon you'll stare into the abyss. Soon you'll pass into eternity. And what will you see then? Will you pass into the light, into the glory that shines forth from the face of Jesus Christ? Or will you pass into that darkness of the pit of hell forevermore? What will your natural sight do for you there? You may see naturally, but what do you see spiritually? Do you see that there is a day coming when you will stand before God? Do you see the walls of Jericho? Do you see by faith the blowing of the trumpet? Do you see this man Jesus of Nazareth that passes by in the gospel? Do you see your blindness? Do you see that you're begging? Do you see that you have nothing? Do you see your need? A blind man. A blind man. Sat by the highway side, begging. And crying out unto Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. What does faith cry out when it's put in the heart? Where there is no faith, there is no cry. Where there is no faith, Jesus can walk past your way and you'll say nothing. Or you'll just cry out in condemnation. Or you'll mock, or you'll scoff, or you'll spit on him like they did. Your heart will say, away from me. Because in Jesus you see a challenge to the freedoms you think you have in this world. In Jesus you see an opposition to where you want to go and what you want to do. In Jesus you see nothing by nature which is appealing. In God you see nothing by nature which is appealing. You want to go this way, not God's way. You want these things, not God's things. You want your so-called freedom, not what you perceive to be found in Christ. You see nothing appealing in him. And all you can say about him, maybe not with the mouth, but in the heart, is against him. You'd rather he went away. You'd rather he didn't pass your way. You'd rather he didn't come with his gospel. You'd rather not hear the gospel. You'd rather be doing this or doing that or listening to this or listening to that, but not the gospel. What a weariness. What a stirring. How it troubles you. If you truly hear its words, it troubles you. It takes away your freedom. It takes away your pleasure. It brings you conviction. It troubles you. It warns you that you're a sinner and you don't want to be heard, to be hearing such a message. It warns you that this world is brief and there's eternity to come and you don't want to think about that. It warns you that death is around the corner and you'd rather just look at what is life to you. It warns you that this world is full of sin and you'd rather not consider it. It warns you that you're full of sin and how offended you are at this. So when Jesus comes your way, you say, away with him. Or you turn your back on him. Or you run away. But when Jesus came by Bartimaeus, this blind man, this begging man, this man that others would have looked upon as a bit of a nothing, as pitiful, despised by others, cast aside by others, perhaps cast aside by you. Nothing great about Bartimaeus. But this man, when Jesus passed his way, cried out, have mercy on me. If Jesus passes your way, what is your cry? Is it away from me? Crucify him? Is it apathy? Is it to turn your back? Or do you cry out as one who's blind, as one who begs, as one who's got nothing, as one who knows you're blind, as one who knows you've got nothing? Do you cry out, have mercy on me? When he did cry out, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Here's this blind Bartimaeus, and he cries out, have mercy on me. And Jesus stops. He stands still. He doesn't pass by and not answer. He doesn't leave him to continue to cry. He stops. And his calling is answered. His cries are answered. Jesus commands Bartimaeus to be called. And they called a blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. He calleth thee. He's heard your cries, Bartimaeus. He's calling you. He's calling you. Now you may have heard the gospel many times. You may know of Jesus. You may know of his death. You may know that he bore the sins of his people. And you may wonder whether he bore your sins. You may wonder whether he died for you. You may wonder whether he cares for you. You may have come to see your blindness, your apathy, your rebellion. You may have come to see how you have so little, nothing that you beg. You may have found yourself sat by the wayside with no hope but that Jesus should come by. And when he comes in the gospel, every time the gospel comes your way, you may have cried out in your heart, oh Jesus, O Son of David, have mercy on me. But has Jesus stood still? And has he commanded you to be called? And has there been a word in your heart by the Spirit saying unto you in particular, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee? Has the Spirit of God come unto you in your heart and said unto you, when you come to an end of everything, you're blind, you're destitute, all you can do is cry out for mercy, has he come unto you at last and said, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee? If you have, then you will do as Bartimaeus did. Faith having been placed in his heart to cry out unto Jesus, of whom he'd heard, because faith comes by hearing. And he'd heard the truth, he'd heard the gospel, he knew who Jesus was, and in hearing the gospel, God gave him faith, for faith comes by hearing. Having had faith put in his heart, when Jesus comes by and says, come, he cast away his garment and came to Jesus. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. He threw away his garment. Now, why does Mark mention that? What relevance, what importance is there in stating that Bartimaeus threw away his garment? There are many things that would have happened in this account. But why single out the fact that he cast away his garment? And why did he cast away his garment? Because of that that his garment represented. Because his garment was a picture of that with which he covered himself. That with which he covered his shame. That with which he covered his sin. That with which he covered his blindness. That with which he covered his depravity. He covered his shame from the sight of others with his garment. But here when Jesus comes unto him, he knows that Jesus can see all. And what good is such a garment? He covered his sin with a garment of self-righteousness. Like you do. Like I do. Like we all do by nature. We try to appear what we aren't. We try to appear before God what we aren't. We try to cover our sin with good works and with the appearance of good works and with our self-righteousness and our self-justification. We have an answer for everything we've done and said. We have a reason why we do this and do that. We justify everything we do. Or we try to do things right to make up for what we've done wrong. We're self-righteous. We try to attain unto God by our own good works, our law-keeping, our obedience. We try to cover our sin, as Adam and Eve did, under fig leaves, under a garment. But when Jesus comes our way, we will know that that garment's no good. Nothing's covered. Nothing's hid. It's merely filthy rags of self-righteousness. So he cast it away. He knew that garment was no good. He knew he needed another. He knew he needed to be clothed in righteousness. He knew that Christ himself could do that. Only Christ could give him faith. Only Christ could give him sight. Only Christ could give him salvation. Only Christ could clothe him in righteousness. So he cast away his garment. And you'll only come to Jesus and you'll only be made to see if you cast away your garment. Many came to Jesus who thought they saw and never saw. Who were clothed in great garments like the Pharisees. Oh, how they thought they saw. Oh, how they thought they knew. They knew the scriptures in and out. They were clothed from head to toe in great flowing garments to be seen of others how good they are. And yet they knew nothing. And when Jesus came to them, in the end they crucified him. But here's a blind, destitute sinner who cast away his garment when Jesus called him and rose and came to Jesus. He could not stand up. He could not come to Jesus. He could not receive his sight until his garment was cast aside. And you, O sinner, will never stand in the presence of God. You will never rise before him. You will never come unto him. You will never see him. You will not see Christ. You will not see the kingdom of God until your filthy rags of unrighteousness, until the garment of your works and your will and your glory is cast aside. You will never see him whilst you sit there in those rags. Throw them away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. He rose and came to Jesus. He could only come to Jesus once he'd risen and once his garment had been cast aside. Well, how would his garment be cast aside? And how would a dead sinner like this, a blind sinner, rise? How can a blind sinner rise up and come unto Jesus? Here in the account, the blind man casts aside his garment physically and rises up physically and walks to Jesus. But these are a picture of the spiritual casting aside of our works. And the spiritual rising up from death. And the spiritual coming to Jesus, which were all brought about spiritually at the cross. When Christ died, he took away the sins of his people. When Christ died, as he were, he took their garments. And he was wrapped up in their garments. He bore their garments. He bore their sin. He bore their garments of unrighteousness. And he felt the fires of God burn them up on him, in him. He bore them. He bore them away under the searing heat of God's judgment in order that those garments might be cast aside and cast aside forever. His people were with him. They were in him. And their garments clothed him. And he felt the wrath of God, the searing heat, burn those garments up. And he died, and they died in him. And they were laid in the grave. And on the third day, all those sins, all those garments having been cast aside, he and they rose from the dead. He rose. They rose. The garment had been cast aside at the cross. Life rushed in to the souls of his people as a result. And they rose. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. They rose and they're with Jesus. And they come forth with Jesus from the cross, from the grave. And they are clothed in his garment of the righteousness of God. At the cross, Christ took their garment. He was wrapped up in their sin. And the righteousness of God came down upon that garment and burnt it up. And it wrapped him up and them up in the righteousness of God. And they came forth from the grave clothed in that righteousness. In that garment. In a garment. A seamless garment. An eternal garment. The righteousness of God without beginning and without end. They rose and they came to Jesus. And they come unto him. And having been brought unto him by faith, by the gospel, through the cross, through the grave, coming forth from the grave, rising up, having been brought to him, they cry out unto him. And he says, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And they who were once blind say, Lord, that we may receive our sight. And he says unto all his people who've been brought unto him this way, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And everyone that comes unto Jesus this way, everyone who died with him and rose with him, everyone who sat by the wayside as he passed their way, everyone who was blind and begging, everyone who cast aside their garment, everyone who rose and come unto him, received their sight immediately because their faith that he gave them has made them whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. This man had heard. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He'd heard. He'd heard the gospel. He'd heard the reports of Jesus of Nazareth. He knew who he was when he came by. He knew who this man was. He'd heard the gospel. And having heard the gospel, faith came by that gospel. God put life in his heart. God put faith in his heart to cry out for mercy unto the only one that could save him. He'd heard the gospel. Have you heard the gospel? Are you sat on the highway from Jericho? Have you seen the ashes of the walls crushing down? Have you seen the one that passes by? Have you been sat there begging, having nothing, and knowing you've got nothing? Do you know your blindness? Have you heard the gospel? Have you cast aside your garment of self-righteousness and works and your own will and your own glory in the things of God? Have you cast it all aside? Salvation is of God, not of your works, not of your will, not because you chose to, but because Jesus came your way. Blind Bartimaeus could have sat on that highway forever, begging. He could have sat forever wanting to be saved, but Jesus had to pass his way. It wasn't his begging that saved him. It wasn't even his calling out for mercy that saved him. It was Jesus who came his way. Jesus put faith in his heart. Christ caused him to cry out. Christ caused him to know he had a need. Christ caused him to know he was blind and in need of salvation. Christ came unto him in that state where God had placed him. Do you have a need? Are you blind? Are you sat by the wayside begging? Well, if you are, then you need Jesus to come your way. And if he hears you and calls you and you rise and follow and cast aside your garment of works, your garment of your will, your garment of your religion, if you cast it all aside and believe and see and follow, it will be because God chose you. He chose you before the foundation of this world. He chose you before ever Jericho was built. He chose you before ever you found yourself in this place. He chose you before ever Christ went to the cross. He chose you before you died with him. He chose you before you were buried with him. He chose you before you rose with him. He chose you before you heard the gospel. He chose you before he came past you in the gospel. He chose you before he called you up. He chose you before he granted your prayer and gave you sight. Because he chose you and he loved you and he offered himself up for you. This man had hurt. He'd cast aside his garment. He'd risen and come to Jesus. But Jesus made him see. He wanted to see. Have you heard the gospel? Have you seen the filthiness of your rags of self-righteousness? Have you risen and come to Jesus? And yet still you can't quite see. You want to see him. You want to behold him. You want to know he's heard you. You cry out, and the cry comes from faith. And then Jesus one day says, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately you receive your sight and follow him. If God gives you faith, like he gave to Bartimaeus, you will see. You will behold by faith Christ crucified for you. You will behold the Saviour and you will follow Jesus in the way. What does faith do? Did it leave Bartimaeus there? Did he just say, "That's wonderful, I'm saved," and let Jesus follow on and go off to another place? No, faith caused him to follow Jesus in the way. It didn't leave him to wander. Faith works by love. He followed in the way, not by his own strength, not by his works, but by faith. not because he was told to, not because he was constrained by man to, but because the faith within constrained him. The love within constrained him. He could do nothing else. Faith works by love. It must be where Jesus is. Wherever Jesus goes, faith will follow. And if you have faith in your heart, you will follow him. You will go after him. You will listen for him. You want to hear him. You want to hear his gospel. You want to hear his voice. You want to see his face. Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Have you heard him? Are you blind by nature? Have you nothing? Have you cast away your garment? Has thy faith made thee whole? Has God granted you sight to see and behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world? And have you followed Jesus in the way?